Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about sex as a plus-sized woman. Meet Robin Scampi. She stands 5'5 and unapologetically at 225 pounds. She's gorgeous and runway ready. I met Robin a few years ago at a conference. We had a very interesting conversation. It started with her telling me about how much she enjoys exercising. Then she followed up with saying how exercising keeps her sex life, quote unquote, spicy. She freely discussed her sex life as a big girl. You see, Robin used to be 115 pounds before she had her children. I appreciated her transparency. I've had conversations with several plus-sized women who feel limited sexually. I want plus-sized women, and women of all sizes for that matter, to walk away from this podcast viewing sex as a celebrated activity and not a process we tolerate. Let's go inside the story of Robin to take a closer look at sex as a plus-sized woman. Please welcome our special guest today, Robin Scampi. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am well. I want to say thank you so much for coming on to my podcast and talking about this subject. So let's just get right to it.
Okay.
I mean, what I want to know first is that immediate comparison. Is there a difference in for when you were 115 pounds and being 225 pounds, how did your sex life change as a plus-size woman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was an immediate difference. There's an immediate difference. When I was smaller, a smaller size, and having sex, there was no fear. There was just openness. There was no concern or worry about what I look like or how I would be perceived that I looked like. When the weight came on, then of course there's this, do I want to take my clothes off? Do I want to have relations with a man covered up? Do I turn the lights on or off? There's that instance of my body is not the same, and how will my body be received?
I think that's interesting. I want to first go to that word that stands out for me that you used, fear. Fear of how you would be perceived. Mm-hmm. Because when I hear you say that, what I think about immediately is the messages that's floating around in your head. Mm-hmm. I mean, so when you were 115 pounds, did you feel confident?
Yes. I would say I had a sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. There was no worry. That when you're smaller, you just feel like you fit right in. So there was no worry about what I look like at that time. And that it was an unknown sense of confidence, if you will. It wasn't one that I readily assessed that, oh, I'm fine, I have this super body. It wasn't that. It was just, I'm not going to be judged by the way I look.
Okay.
When you put the weight on, then your mind starts to say, are you going to be received the same way?
Okay. So at 115 pounds, you didn't care if the lights were off or on.
Absolutely not.
So did you have a preference? Was it like, hey, turn those lights on, honey. I want you to see it all.
I probably preferred the lights on.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would say I preferred the lights on at that time.
So after gaining weight after your children, how, if you were with somebody sexually, how did they respond and react to you saying, hey, turn those lights off?
Interesting question. Yes, interesting question. It's my boyfriend is the one that helped me realize that I didn't need to be ashamed anymore. When someone loves you for who you are within and not about what you look like, then it doesn't matter if the lights are on and off. And he actually helped me to understand that by just loving the person I was. When I would ask to turn the lights off, he would say, why? I've seen you inside and out. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you look like, and I love what I see. So why hide from me? And that was really revealing, mm-hmm. because it helped me to realize, Kim, these were thoughts in my mind. Mm-hmm. They were my thoughts. No one said that to me, you're unattractive, turn the lights out. That was my reaction, and that was how I approached sex. Until I was with someone who really accepted me for who I was and loved me at 225 pounds or if I was 115 pounds.
And I want to go inside that just a little bit because I want women listening to understand that is a nugget there, and that's actually the very first step to having a wonderful and an amazing sexual experience. It's that mindset, because once you said to yourself and you believed that this person loved you regardless, no matter how small or how large you are, mm-hmm. that made a difference. And let me just say, I've been a big girl my whole life, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And there was a time when I was younger when I did not feel as comfortable with the lights on. And then I met somebody very special who's my husband now. And none of that mattered. It didn't matter if the lights were off or if the lights were on. And I think when you are in a relationship with someone where you feel confident, you don't feel judged, that's the other word that you use, mm-hmm. those you feel free to be yourself, and that's what it is about. And that's the start of a beautiful sexual experience, when you feel like you can be yourself. Because at that point, whether you are 115 pounds or 425 pounds, when you are yourself, somebody better get out of the way.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. That is so true. I know I found, for me, I'll use the word inhibitions. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. When you are with someone, when you're paired with someone who just loves you for who you are on the inside, those negative things that come into your mind that say you're not attractive enough or you don't have a nice enough body, they go away. And you will be surprised at how your inhibitions will drop, and you will do things you never knew you would ever do. You explore your sexuality on a whole different level, and you do things that you think, I never would have done that at this size. At the larger size, I definitely would have done it at the smaller size. Mm-hmm. But you'll be amazed when you let go of those things that really are in your mind, and mm-hmm. we have control of them. When you let those go, the sky's the limit. So I would say to men, it really shouldn't matter the size of the woman, because there really are no limitations to what you can do in the bed with someone that you love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just go a little bit deeper here. So sex at 225 pounds, mm-hmm. and you used the word spicy mm-hmm. to describe your sex life. Mm-hmm. How do you have a spicy sex life as a big girl, as a plus size girl?
Well, can I share a story with you?
You sure can, Robin, honey. Share it.
I was in Chicago a few years back, some time ago, with a partner who loved me tremendously. And I was of larger size. And we decided to be adventurous. Okay. We decided to go to what appeared to be like a bookstore. When you go into the bookstore, though, okay. there's a little room in the back, Kim.
Okay.
I wasn't quite sure what folks did in this room in the back, but I soon found out.
Okay.
Let me say this. When you let go of those inhibitions and you don't worry about your size, it is amazing what a big girl can do in a tiny closet.
Whoa! Okay. Okay, I got the feeling the door to that closet has been shut, and we are no. And we need to stand on the outside of it. Okay. You know, I have met so many women throughout the years that feel limited sexually.
Yes.
And I think part of that is knowing your body, what it takes for you, what yes. feels pleasing to you, and being able to communicate that to your partner. And really, and that doesn't, it that's regardless of your size, your age, your height, just understanding your body. Mm-hmm. People, a lot of people just even struggle with foreplay,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
For so many reasons. I mean, sensuality, being sensual mm-hmm. has nothing to do with your size.
Correct.
Whether you are 400 pounds or 100 pounds, what does that have to do with intimacy, taking somebody's hand and rubbing the back of their hand or stroking their neck or, you know, or even playing in their hair? Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with size and weight. But some people struggle with even those little steps because something is blocking them from feeling confident
mm-hmm.
or feeling comfortable. It's not a part of what they are used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they struggle with showing love. So let's keep moving here. A lot of people, and now I'm specifically talking about my big girls.
Okay.
And you know, and there may be some misconceptions out there for men too, who may not have ever had, who may not have ever been in a relationship with a plus size woman,
mm-hmm.
that she may not be as flexible as, you know, my size 120. And let me just tell you, I know a lot of big girls who are flexible, and I know some skinny girls who can get that leg up.
Absolutely.
You know, and so. You mentioned something earlier. Well, I talked about it in the introduction, exercising.
Yes.
And how exercising has helped to keep your sex life spicy. Tell
yes,
me about
absolutely.
Exercising.
Yes, absolutely. I'm an avid exerciser. I swim, I walk, I'm always outdoors. I love the exercising. I have competed in events that are extremely physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I found in training for those events, I learned this. I wasn't quite sure where it was coming from. But the more you exercise your body, the more you release endorphins that give you the desire, mm-hmm. if you will, to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it makes you very horny.
Mm-hmm.
So going through that process, figuring that out and finding out what that was, I realized then that that too made my sex life more spicier, just made it more where I didn't worry about what my body looked like. I just wanted to fulfill what my body needed. So it's a matter of fulfilling a need because you have to do something with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what better place to do it than in the bedroom?
Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
One of the reasons too that I think this is an important conversation, because there's a climate, you know, that's been happening of body shaming,
mm-hmm.
and I want us to move in this space of body acceptance and feeling good about who we are as women, as human beings, regardless of our size, regardless of what the scale says. And when we don't feel good about us, that is what limits you sexually,
mm-hmm.
physically, and so many other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just because somebody is plus sized, all these opportunities are available to you to have a wonderful, intimate experience with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that first step is making sure that you feel good about you. It's exhausting for your partner to constantly convince you that yes, you're pretty, you know yes, I am pleasing, you know, are you pleasing me, or all of that becomes exhausting.
It does.
There's nothing like confidence is the best thing that you mm-hmm. can wear mm-hmm. as a human being, especially mm-hmm. as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, Kim, what's happening, what I'm seeing, the older I get, the more I'm out here, the more I learn, what I'm seeing, and I know you might agree with me as well, media is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you think about, let's say, even 10 years ago, how often would you see a plus-size woman on any in any media, on the TV, in commercials, on ads? It was just never shown. Now, you see it more often. If you watch the commercials, you'll see more commercials with plus-size women. You'll see more ads. Lane Bryant is doing it. You'll see people putting out big billboards with plus-size people out there to show that they are beautiful, too, in their own way. And the more media, mainstream media, starts to recognize it's what's inside of you that makes you glow, not what's around you, not what you're made of. Mm. Once we really capture that and start to act on it, it will make it even more better. It's not even proper language. It will make it better for plus-size women to know, to have confidence. They'll build their confidence up. They'll feel better about themselves because they'll look on the TV and say, I look just like her.
Yes. And you know what, Robin? What's interesting, the very first time that I saw somebody on TV when I was a little girl that looked like me was Nell Carter on this show called Give Me a Break. It was G-I-M-M-E. Give me a break. I sure deserve it. It's time I take it too. But Nell Carter, when I saw her on television as a little girl, she was brown, she was large, she was funny, her personality was huge.
Yes.
Seeing her on television certainly made a difference for me because for me, as a little chubby brown girl, I saw somebody that looked like me.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that made a difference, I say all the time, my parents did a wonderful job of loving me and making me feel like there's nothing wrong with me as a chubby girl. And I say to all my plus-size women, my women who are not plus-size, the best thing that you can do for yourself is build your confidence if you don't have it. And encourage another woman.
Yes.
A lot of times as women, for whatever reason, well, for several reasons, we're not always encouraging. When a woman walks into the room, what we're doing is sizing her up. We're looking to see what's wrong with her instead of what's right about her. Mm-hmm. We're looking to see, you know, what she has that we don't. Yes. What makes, you know, and that's not necessary. Right. Sometimes we withhold compliments and just all kinds of stuff instead of celebrating our fellow woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of that stuff, at the end of the day, not only does it impact our sexual lives, our relationship with others, it certainly has an impact on us.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. My pastor calls it comparison syndrome. Comparing one another.
Mm-hmm.
She's prettier than me. She has longer hair than me. We have to just enjoy and embrace our differences and love each other and our differences.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, that's going to make us feel better about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel better about yourself, then you are able to reach out and say, it's a beautiful dress you have on, or I like those earrings, or I like that color hair. We can love one another instead of comparing ourselves to each other or thinking one is better than the other.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask, at 225 pounds, lights on or lights off?
Lights on today.
Hello, somebody. And I know for some people, it takes a minute to get there. But let me just tell you, when you are with somebody who loves you unconditionally, unconditional love is somebody loving you without conditions.
Yes.
So conditional love is, I love you only if you do this. Only if you... No, unconditional love is, it doesn't matter. I'm going to love you regardless.
Yes. And that's what you found, and that's a beautiful, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, Kim. It's beautiful. That's what makes you the beautiful person that you are today and the confident person that you are today and helping us to be more like you.
Oh, wow. You know what? I guess I'll go ahead and end it there on that note. Thank you so much, Robin, for having this conversation with me. I hope it is my immediate wish that women will listen to this and pull something out of this podcast, and it will be a drop of confidence. You know, it will plant this seed of confidence that just grows and grows and spill over to the next generation of women that is connected to them. Robin, we did it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.